Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Just give me a chance. And so I went to his mom and him and sat down and Coach Wiggins, and we said, look, you come here, you make your mark, you'll be on scholarship soon. And his mother only had one question. She said, I just want to make sure he's going to get his chance.
Yep.
And I said, I promise you.
He earned his chance. I remember first year on scout team, him cooking the starting defense, just absolutely
no doubt
killing them.
Well, and his mom said, well, Coach Dickey, so you'll know, he better get that chance, because if he doesn't, I'm coming after you. And I said, okay.
Don't want to cross her.
So it was a good deal. So that was some of the fun times, of seeing some guys come in that maybe weren't highly recruited. Tony Pollard had no other scholarship offer. He comes in and he's just lighting it up. And, you know, just to see those guys come in that maybe were, I don't know, you had some offers, if I remember, Gabe.
I had very few. I had Ball State, Memphis, and FBS, and then a bunch of FCS.
Okay, well, that was the typical guy we were getting.
Yep.
But those guys were fun to coach. They were hungry. They wanted to win. When we got there with Fuente, those guys were willing to do anything to win football games. And so we put in a very tough off-season program, which I think they still do today, a very demanding, weight room program. We hired good strength coaches.
Yep.
I thought that, when y'all were there, and I think they still do. But, I mean, just things kind of fell into place, but – the most important thing wasn't what we did. It's what the players we brought in. They all kind of came together and bought in and became a team. And that's what I'm probably most proud of, is just the fact that the group of kids that came there, that they bought in and just worked through the tough times. And we got to where we could play with anybody.
Yep.
And, UCLA, what a great game that was. A week after, they came from 30 points down to beat Texas A&M. I don't know if you know that, but we played UCLA in the Liberty Bowl, and the week before, they beat Texas A&M out in UCLA like 45 to something, whatever, 42, and we smoked them. I mean, it was a great game. Then we beat Ole Miss.
Yep.
With Paxton. So there were some great wins when we were there, but they're continuing to have them. So that's what I'm glad is kind of the foundation that got laid is continuing and being built on.
Yep, I take a lot of pride in it. It's awesome to see. It really is. But,
yep.
Coach Dickey, I appreciate it. Great stuff. I want to do this again soon.
You bet. Anytime. Tell your lovely wife hello. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
on the first one, and first of many, hopefully, or first of a few.
Yeah.
And go Tigers, go.
Yes, sir. He is Coach Daryl Dickey. An absolute legend on X at Coach Dickey 1. Now, on that note, we need to go ahead and get into hour number two and open it up hour number two. We have some more football to talk with Kyren Samuels. He's on the other side right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Kyron Samuels is an NFL and college football writer and analyst for Sports Illustrated, also a national scout at Clutch Sports for their football division on X, Kyron Samuels. Ky, what's happening, man? Good to talk with you.
What's happening, man? Happy to be back on the show talking some ball.
Yes, sir. We have some preseason tonight. I think the thing I'm looking forward to is this Colts quarterback battle, if that's what you want to call it. I think it's Anthony Richardson's to lose. With Anthony Richardson, I was making the case earlier, especially in the AFC South, if they get even decent, halfway decent quarterback play, this Colts team could be a playoff team, no?
Yeah, I think they've been making some very good improvements, especially along the trenches. What they've done the last few years, I really like. So, like you said, if they get anything from a progressive level from Anthony Richardson, they're a team that can, you know, really make some noise, especially the fact that they're in the AFC South. It's a division that's up for the grabs. I think that, you know, the Texans have, you know, become the cream of the crop of that division. But they're not a team that's so good and so talented that they can't be beat a couple times in that division. I think the Jaguars would be a little bit better. So I think they're right there in the mix in the hunt in that division. If they can get above average from Anthony Richardson, that would be a big improvement, actually, and I think it would help them get in that picture that you're talking about.
Yeah, no, it's year three for him. First 2 years, injuries, all that. He pulled himself out of the game last year, lost trust in the locker room. When you look at the way his first 2 years have gone, not great, do you put that more on the way the Colts managed him or on him as a player not being ready to go?
This is one of those rare cases where I feel like it's a little bit of both, right? I think it's about half on him, half on, you know, the coaching staff. I think the coaching staff, what they could have done to kind of ease him into it was just hand him the keys, right? There shouldn't have been as much back and forth and flip-flopping committed to him, even though he had some transgressions. We all, you know, the infamous helmet tap situation where he took himself out. There are some other instances where he was a little nicked up and banged up. But I feel like he should have gotten more reps. He should have been the guy. If you're going to take him that high, if you're going to entrust the franchise with him, then you have to go all in on it. At the same time, some of that stuff is on him, right? Some of that is just mental processing, his capabilities upstairs, getting the use of being a pro, getting into that rhythm and understanding what that means. And then some of the stuff is just physical, right? Like, you have to be healthy. Your best ability is your dependability and your availability. So being healthy is a part of the process of being a pro. So whatever he needs to do, if he needs to take some of that muscle mass off, if he needs to, you know, change up his, you know, workout routines and do more plyometrics and stuff to make his body more elastic and be able to handle these situations a little better, then he'll have to work on that and becoming a pro. But I think this is a situation where, hey, they're both on the line this year. The coaching staff there and Anthony Richardson as a pro, they need each other to do well, and they need each other to really get to where they're trying to go in the future.
All right, now sticking with preseason, tomorrow night we're going to see a start from Shedeur Sanders because Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett are hurt and Joe Flacco's 40. I guess Snoop Huntley could come in at some point. But there is this narrative going around that they are setting up Shedeur to fail because he hasn't gotten a lot of reps in Brown's training camp. And even with the injuries, that's been the case. And now they're thrusting him into action and starting him. And he'll likely play for the whole game against the Panthers. What do you think of that narrative, that they're setting him up to fail after drafting him in the fifth round?
I think it's a bit of an untrained opinion, right? Like, if you've been in the football game or around the football game for a long time, then you can understand what's happening here. The number one guys are going to get most of the reps during training camp. The backup is going to get the second most, right? He's a fifth-round draft pick. For whatever we knew him for in college, he was an All-American in college. He was one of the most watched quarterbacks in college. He had one of the biggest followings in college. We know all of that stuff. He was a superstar in college, right? He's not a superstar in the NFL anymore.
Right.
That following is going to carry over to the NFL. But he's just another guy in the locker room now. He is the fifth-round quarterback who's fourth on the depth chart. This should be seen as an opportunity for him to impress. In my opinion, this is one of the way it played out for Shedeur is probably as good as it could have played out other than being a number one pick, right? Because if he does anything that looks solid to above average with this,
right,
he's going to get over the credit that he deserves, right? He's a guy that is getting an opportunity. You have Joe Flacco, who's going on the year, I believe it's close to year 20 for him. He doesn't need the preseason reps. We know what Joe Flacco is. And Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel are banged up. There is no other option here, right? Shedeur's the guy. They brought in Snoop Huntley, but we even know what Snoop Humphrey is, right? We know what that guy is. We know what he is at this point in the NFL. Shadur has an opportunity to prove that against all odds, with the makeshift offensive line, with not that good of receivers, even the number one receivers there. I love Jerry Jeudy and Njoku. They have some decent guys. But their number one receiving core isn't great in terms of comparatively across the league. If he can go out there and show some good stuff against this Carolina Panthers, who has some really, you know, some good defensive pieces that are going to play a little bit in this game, it's going to do more for his stock than anything else could. This should be viewed as an opportunity to continue to improve, to continue to prove the doubters wrong, as opposed to being set up for failure. Because the other alternative is to not get any reps at all.
Right.
And then that's what will really set him up for failure.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, obviously I have the same view as you. But if nothing else, this teaches him, as a fifth-round pick, this is how you have to make your way. This is how all quarterbacks who are drafted at day three of the NFL draft have to make their way, even if it's a short turnaround. I remember Josh Dobbs a couple years ago had to join the – it was at the Vikings, and he threw three touchdowns on a Sunday. Like, you just have to make a way, and we'll see. And I think everybody's focusing – and there's a lot of Shador fans out there. You know, that goes without saying. But I think everybody's focusing on if it goes bad, but what if it goes well, right? I think that's what you're saying. Now – with the right. Panthers on the other side of that game tomorrow night, he may not play. Bryce Young, heading into year three, we know what he did down the stretch of last season. I think they went 2-1, 612 yards, 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. I talked about this yesterday on the show. Feels like we are forgetting that he could have a nice little breakout year with Dave Canales there in Carolina.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, they did a great job in trying to bolster the roster around him as well. They went out and got a guy like Federal McMillan that we talked about ad nauseum, right? He's, you know, the number one receiver off the board, a guy that a lot of people thought could have won the Biletnikoff last year at the college level. So he's a guy that's extremely talented. When we look at their depth chart, they have one of the better offensive lines in the league now, and that wasn't the case going into Bryce's rookie season, and they kind of worked through the problems that they had during the season last year. By the end of the season last year, they were one of the better offensive units in the league, and they have a ton of guys that are young that should be there for a while. So the bones of the team are very encouraging. I do think, you know, their running back room leaves a little bit to be desired. I mean, Chuba Hubbard's a serviceable back. Rico Dowdell's a serviceable back. I like Trevor Etienne from Georgia, who's going to be one of their guys this year. So that's going to be exciting to see if he can give them a little bit of versatility, maybe some guys, some catches out of the backfield. But listen, we talk about Federal McMillan, Adam Thielen, Xavier Leggett, if he can make any kind of progress. Then they went out and got Hunter Renfrow, who's a very good auxiliary threat slot guy. And Jimmy Horn Jr. from Colorado, yep, another guy that's been lighting it up down there at camp that they're really excited about. Bryce has some weapons to work with now, and they're not all repetitive and skill set anymore. These are guys that can stretch the field vertically. We have Federal McMillan, that's a big body that can go get the ball in those red zone and you know, those third downs where you just need somebody to go make a play. And then I mentioned all these other guys like Thielen, you know, Renfrow, Jimmy Horn, that can kind of, you know, mix it up in that intermediate short game. And Xavier Leggett, if he is able to make a jump, I think that kind of puts that offense in a different tier than what they would be otherwise. So Bryce has a lot to work with as opposed to last season. And he has another year in the system with Dave Canales and those guys. And, you know, Canales' quarterback history is very good. We saw what he was able to do with Baker Mayfield down there in Tampa and helping turn that around. So we're going off the history of these guys. And even the guy like Bryce Young, who sat his first year at Alabama, came in and got to be the starter the next couple years, and we saw his growth. They should be on the right path here. And again, we talked about it with Anthony Richardson in the AFC South. This is a team that's in the NFC South, a little bit better division, in my opinion, at the top. We have a team like, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But that's not a world-beating division either. That's a division where they can have some competitive games to be there at the end of the season. So definitely looking for a step forward from Bryce Young and that offense as a whole.
Talking with Kyron Samuels at Kyron Samuels on X, college football and NFL for Sports Illustrated. Also a national scout at Clutch Sports Agency. Now, that's going to come in handy with this next conversation, Micah Parsons. Everything has deteriorated. The relationship between Jerry Jones and Micah doesn't seem to exist right now. I think there's still people in the Dallas Cowboys orbit that think the deal will get done, but he has requested a trade. Micah Parsons has. But, like, okay, you scout for an agency. How much reputational damage has been done Not that it, you know, not that his reputation was great with agents before, Jerry Jones I'm talking about, but how much reputational damage has been done by not worth working with Micah Parsons' agent, David Mulugeta, and trying to do handshake deals where firm handshake and eye contact supposed to get it done? In your opinion, how much damage has he done for the future of that franchise with this negotiation falling through as it has?
You know, first, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't point out that this isn't a new practice, right? This isn't a new.
This is what he does it all the time. I get it.
Right. So especially here, you know, I mean, even with Dak Prescott in that situation, CeeDee Lamb's situation wasn't straightforward. They went through some turmoil there and some trouble there. This is a reoccurring theme, regardless of who is representing this guy. So I will say that, like, this is just maybe a Jerry Jones thing. And they know when it's time to come around to that contract negotiation, it's going to be a knockout, dragout. I don't know who represents some of these guys on that offensive line, but they're going to have to pay some of those guys very soon. And I think that's going to be a similar situation where it's going to be confusing because these are guys, right, that there should be no debate about taking care of these guys. These are top of the line. These are, you know, contract, you know, these are market resetting type of players.
Yes.
Wherever they were, they could have been in any of the 32 teams. They're going to get that type of money because they warranted that with their play. It's just the way it is. Some guys just earn it. Some guys have it. I think that's where they're going to, you know, encounter some problems because they're a team that wants to win Super Bowls. They've been heralded as America's team. They've been heralded as, you know, the most popular team in the league. They need to get free agents. They've done decent right in the draft, but they need people to want to come there and be there with that team. When you handle situations with a guy like Micah Parsons, with a guy like Dak Prescott, with a guy like CeeDee Lamb in this manner, that's not enticing to other people to come play with you. That's not enticing to those top-level guys to have freedom and discernment in their career where they can go where they choose and choose to go win a championship. They're going to go to some of these other organizations that have proven they take care of those guys in this relatively pain-free. So I think that's the biggest occurrence here. And when you do it with somebody like David Mulugeta, who's one of the more respected.
He leads the NFL in contract value and things
right.
He's
like,
negotiating.
He's one of the more respected guys in the industry. When you're doing, you know, business with him like that, it sends a message to everybody that, hey, this is not going to be a walk of the park or a pleasant experience in any capacity. And I think, hey, when you're looking at guys, I think this may spill over into the rookie contracts eventually because those are becoming more contentious. The first round market is a little bit more set, but when we talk about guarantees and getting those full guarantees that we're starting to see now, it may be, you know, an occurrence where that pops up in the future. But like I said, I think this is more a Jerry Jones issue and not necessarily a league-wide issue, but it's something that we have to talk about because he's not one of those owners that stays in the background. We're going to see this dude in the media at least a couple more times before the season.
Yeah,
it feels like he revels in it.
What I hate, yeah, exactly what you said. I see him in front of the media yesterday with all those mics and all those people, and he's talking about handshake deals and firm handshake and eye contact. That's what a deal. That's how a deal gets done. That's how I bought the Dallas Cowboys. So he's doing all that. And my one thought that I keep coming back to is he loves this. He can't get enough of it. It's like he does it on purpose so he can stay out in front of the media and be the figurehead of the Dallas Cowboys. And that is working against that franchise so heavily. It's been obvious for a while, but it couldn't be more obvious right this second.
100%, man. And this is a situation where it's kind of disappointing, right? Because I feel like the Cowboys are far more talented than their results have been showing. And, you know, they made a head coaching change. Maybe that can give them a little bit of a new injection of life. But I think they may have missed their window in terms of the talent that they had in the building. They have really premier pieces still to this day. But I think they missed their Super Bowl window there. I mean, they were competing with the 49ers in the 49ers peak, right? They had a chance to win that home playoff game against the 49ers. They had some other instances where they're competing with the very, very best teams in the NFC and in the NFL year in and year out, and we just haven't seen any results from it. You know, I'm almost 32 years old now. The last time they went to the NFC Championship game, I was 1 year old. Like, it's been that long since they've been to the NFC title game and then been to a Super Bowl. And we're used to seeing these guys in contention every year, it feels like. So they're not just, you know, a team that's destitute, doesn't have things. they're finding ways to not get it done. And I think it does start from the top. When you have a situation like that in the owner's room, it trickles down everywhere else.
Do you think they'll be a playoff team this year? Even if they get Micah back, do you think that the Cowboys will be a playoff team?
Any other year,
the divisions, tough. You have Eagles who just won a Super Bowl, and then the Commanders who have loaded up.
Right. I think they should be in contention for one of those wild card spots. I do think that the Commanders and the Eagles should finish ahead of them in the division, though. I think their team that should be around, 10-7, 9-8. But that may even be a stretch. I do think that, like I said, they have premier pieces, but I'm not sure the team as a whole is as talented as it has been in years past. So this could be one of those years where that comes back to bite them.
Yep, no doubt about it. Well, Kyron, I appreciate it, man. We will do it again next week. Thanks for joining.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. He is Kyron Samuels, NFL and college football writer and analyst for Sports Illustrated, also a national scout at Clutch Sports. It was interesting to hear Kyron's sort of thoughts on the Micah Parsons and the reputational damage that may be, headed Jerry Jones' way. Not that his reputation was great among players when it came to negotiations. He screwed up the CD, the Lamb negotiations, Dak, Zach Martin, and otherwise. But Kyron works for an agency, and to hear him sort of echo what we've been talking about, I think means something. The fact that that reputation, especially with a guy like David Mulugeta, who leads the league, leads the NFL in contract valuation, they need outside help. They need free agents. You can't just rely on drafting all of the time. You have to draft well, and then you have to go find some guys on the open market. And those opportunities with what Jerry Jones has done are going to be few and far in between.
Well, that's why I think part of the conversation with Micah Parsons that you and I have been trying to point out is this feels like it's hit a boiling point with Jerry Jones and the way he's treating players in contract
negotiations. This isn't CD. This isn't Dak. This is different. This has taken another step. This has gotten to trade requests.
And it's not just that it's gotten to a trade request. It's almost like the protest that the team is doing against Jerry Jones is something that, remember I asked you, I was like, have we really ever seen this before?
And then the constant blaming of Micah, the constant,
Right. And to be honest, I know I keep kind of hitting this over and over and over again, but going up to a microphone and talking negatively about one of your star players, arguably your best player.
And their injuries.
And his injuries, but not only talking about that in a negative light, getting it incorrect.
Yes.
Like, if you're going to talk about somebody in a negative light, at least have the respect or do the due diligence to get your facts straight. And that's why you and I have been asking, at what point do people stop wanting to play for the Cowboys? Because they have to deal with this mess.
I think we're
You
here.
Might get a contract offer from them once, or you might be drafted from them and you might sign a deal with them. But what's going to happen when that extension comes to pass? What's going to happen if you're giving really good production to the Dallas Cowboys, and then you're expecting to be paid as you deserve, but you can't have any faith that they're going to take care of you?
What's interesting to me is it seems clear that Jerry Jones wants his players and players that play for the Cowboys to take discounts.
Right.
But in his negotiation process and trying to get that goal done, he has worked
out here. It's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Against himself so drastically. No one's going to take a discount to play for the Dallas Cowboys as long as you're the owner.
Well, if you're an NFL free agent or you request a trade, why would you go to the Cowboys? It's not for team success. It's not because of you're going to be paid. So why? Why are you going to the Cowboys?
What's the point? You'd have to have some deep-seated love for the Dallas Cowboys at this point.
Which
that's what it feels like.
Are guys born in the 2000s going to have
right, exactly.
deep-seated love for a team that yep. hasn't won anything in their lifetime?
Yep.
Probably not.
Yep.
It's just he is consistently, constantly betting against himself, and he is hurting. Listen, the Dallas Cowboys brand, I still think, does mean something.
Of course
they're
it
America's
does.
Team. That
they're,
star,
they're the most valuable franchise in North
right.
America
it
and the world.
It still means something. What it doesn't mean anymore, though, is you take a discount to play for this team.
Right.
It means, hey, when you play for this team, you've got a great fan base behind you. And if you win at a high level,
you'll
it's
going to
be a huge deal. You're going to have great visibility. The marketing's going to be there. You're going to get deals, all of that.
But the NFL's so big that if you play well anywhere, you're getting the visibility.
Sure. But Jerry Jones is just, he's creating this additional obstacle for his own team that doesn't need to be there. He's conjured up this drama for no reason. You could have paid Micah months ago.
Yep.
And you wouldn't be dealing with the situation you are now where he is probably going to be the highest paid player at his position. Which, again, he might, maybe he should be. Anyway, he's yeah. earned this money with his production. It's he is consistently hurting his own brand, and for what?
Yeah.
For what? What's the end game here? You're going to end up paying him
to win an
or
argument,
you're
going to
trade him and make your team worse.
So
what are you doing?
It's all this to win an argument.
And you're going to lose that argument.
Yeah.
You're not going to win it.
Correct.
Like, we're not going to get some notification
yeah.
that's like, Micah Parsons signed for $35 million
per year.
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
But it's all to win an argument that is unwinnable.
Yeah, but having someone who works for the company that Kyren works for say that this is now going to bleed into the future of the Cowboys in contract negotiations with free agents and
means something.
It absolutely means something because that was a theory that you and I had is that it feels like it has hit a point now to where it's going to go outside of the Cowboys and just the players standing next to Micah as he's being interviewed, changing their profile pictures to him. You know, CeeDee Lamb openly talking
yep.
about pay the man, and then even somebody like Dez Bryant, despite all the other drama that he got into,
sure.
speaking about how difficult it is to play for the Dallas Cowboys and somebody like Jerry Jones, that stuff matters.
Yes, without question. Without question. All right, now we need to take a trip around the National Football League. We have some injuries to discuss, some reports to get to. We'll do that next right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. Time to take a trip around the National Football League. Connor, hit it. So I'm surprised that this is just coming out now, but Steelers four-time All-Pro defensive tackle Cameron Hayward, 36 years old, and he's a phenomenal player still. He has not fully participated in practice yet this summer because he's waiting on a restructured contract that has not gotten done. He's scheduled to make $14.75 million this season, with $13.45 million of that already having been earned as a roster bonus in March. He's seeking a raise in a defensive market that experienced a reset this offseason. So he is trying to get more money. He's 36 years old. I'm sure the Steelers will give it to him. He's earned a lot of good faith there. He is a pillar of that franchise at this point, along with TJ Watt. He'll get it done. They'll get it done. But he is 36 years old. I don't know how much more they're going to give him on a restructured deal. That's my one concern about this. But I don't have any grand concerns about Cam Hayward not being a part of the Steelers heading into this season. 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan told reporters that first-round rookie defensive end from Georgia, Mykel Williams, hopefully just suffered a hyperextended knee. He was carted off. They're going to have tests. He left practice early. But this brings up a very valuable point when we talk about the San Francisco 49ers. Since Kyle Shanahan has been there, they can never stay healthy. The one year that they stayed healthy, in 2023, they were number 29 most injured as far as injuries were concerned. 12-5, and they made it to a Super Bowl and had a chance to win. But here's Kyle Shanahan in his career. 2018, number 4 most injured in the NFL. 2019, number 6 most injured. They still went 13-3 and got to a Super Bowl. 2020, number 1. 2021, number 3. 2022, number 9. And then 2024, last year, we know that, number 1. They cannot catch any breaks. They have not been – they've – been in this sort of pseudo Super Bowl window for a while, but it has been up and down. It's been a roller coaster ride with guys on and off the field. Okay, I hated to see this. This broke my heart, but I'm glad he got paid before this ultimately happened. Rashawn Slater, the left tackle, all-pro left tackle for the Los Angeles Chargers, after getting a four-year, $113 million deal to be the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL history, tore his patellar tendon. And if you know anything about a patellar tendon, that's bad. That's rough.
It's real bad.
I think that has surpassed Achilles. Is that close to surpassing Achilles in severity of injury and chance for re-injury and being the same player ever again? Patellar tendon is really, really tough. So he's going to be out for the year. Chargers are going to have to deal with that. I don't know how you deal with that. I don't know how you replace him. Especially for a team that's going to be focusing on running the ball, Najee Harris, Omarion Hampton. You still have your guy Joe Alt on the right side. Maybe he kicks over to left and they put somebody else at right tackle. But that is heartbreaking. I am very glad, though, he signed his contract before this happened, because had this happened before that contract was signed, the Chargers would definitely be thinking differently. There's no question in my mind.
So I looked it up with Dr. Google, which is, of course, a trusted source for all of us.
Shout out WebMD.
Whenever we feel a weird pain when we're in our 30s, and it freaks us out for about 2 or 3 weeks, an ACL tear is considered worse than a patellar tendon. Now, ACL tears are more common, while patellar tendon tears are less common, so that may be why sometimes we think that they could be worse, because they're a less common injury, but ACL is considered to be the worst injury of the two.
Well, for who? That depends. Like for a normal person or for an NFL player? I don't know. As an offensive lineman, I can tell you knee injuries, they can end a career very quickly. I hope he makes a full recovery. I'm sure they're going to say he's going to make a full recovery. But in my experience, patellar tendon and Achilles, those are really, really tough injuries to recover
Achilles
from.
Achilles for sure is the worst of the three.
Jaguars head coach Liam Cohen says Travis Hunter will play on Saturday in their first preseason game against the Steelers, and he will line up at both wide receiver and cornerback in the game. He was listed as the starting wide receiver and a second string cornerback. I am so, so curious how they deploy him this year. I think that one thing that never gets mentioned in all of this, we talk about injury concern, we talk about is he going to be good on both sides of the ball? It's so much information to take in week to week. It just is. You have your normal game, your normal playbook, and then you have game plan sort of checks that you have to deal with. It's a lot. That's a lot for a rookie. I think mostly expect him to rotate in on defense and be sort of a full-time starter on offense. I think he's going to be great. I still think he was the best wide receiver in this draft. So Jaguars got 2-1. But it's going to be very interesting to watch how they sort of go about divvying up his snaps on either side of the ball. And if he stinks on one side of the ball, do they just skew all of his snaps to one side? I want to see it. I want to see it. But I do expect big things out of Travis Hunter in year one. Where'd you say he was in Rookie of the Year odds?
He was second. Well, I guess he was
tied with Ashton Jeanty?
Yeah, no. It was tied with Ashton Jeanty. It was Cam Ward. So they were tied for first, and then Travis Hunter was right below them. He was plus 500.
I think the stats he could get on the offensive side of the ball could really boost him. I don't think he's competing with targets very heavily. And Trevor Lawrence, I want to see more out of Trevor Lawrence this year. This is sort of a make or break year for him. I know he's got the big contract, but they have been terrible. They have been really bad. They're moving into a sort of new era with Liam Cohen. Liam Cohen was good with Baker Mayfield. Maybe he can get Trevor Lawrence going. But I think having Trevor Lawrence and sort of that veteran presence, an offensive-minded head coach, that could get him some good stats on the offensive side of the ball.
Absolutely. I mean, do you think he's going to be the top option for a guy like Trevor Lawrence next season, or do you think it's going to be Brian Thomas? Or, you know,
it's Brian Thomas for sure, but Travis Hunter could make a dent in that. He really could. I mean, if we'll see. I wouldn't be surprised if they had 2,000-yard receivers, Brian Thomas and him, but. Oof. That's very positive thinking.
What are the Jaguars going to be next year?
Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know. I have no idea. It's just been so up and down for them, it's hard to project, isn't it? And Trevor Lawrence, I want to believe in him. I've seen him play like a top 10 quarterback, but last year was not that. Last year was not that. More often than not, he has played like a very average quarterback.
Could Seth Hennigan make his way from fourth string and take that starting job?
Okay, it sounds like we need to go ahead and grab a break. Let's go ahead and do that. We'll come back and get to small talk right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. And small talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. It keeps getting worse for Malik Beasley. Malik Beasley, of course, was part of the Pistons last year and was part of the reason that they made it to the playoffs. But as we have covered before, he is being investigated for gambling-related issues where, you know, there were certain prop bets that were heavily bet on, where bettors were winning, and there is some sort of thought process that he was betting on himself. But today, according to the Detroit News, he was evicted from his Detroit apartment after reportedly being sued twice this year for failing to pay. Get this. It's just like buy a house at this point. $21,500 is what he was paying for rent a month. I mean, it's clear he's broke. He needed that new contract. This gambling thing is very, very serious. I think he's sort of the poster child at this particular moment of these gambling-related incidents. Obviously, Jonte Porter's one thing, but Malik Beasley, who plays a real big role for a contending team in the Eastern Conference, that means a whole lot more. But he's out on the street. He got evicted from his apartment, and he cannot pay his $21,500 in rent. This is ugly for him.
It's real ugly. So I'm assuming he's not going to be playing for the Pistons next season?
No. No chance. Oof. No chance. I think we're looking at a potential lifetime ban. It's a shame.
If he gambled on the games, that makes sense.
He's made a lot of money.
Well, and the true unfortunate thing of this is he was about to make even more. He was about to get the biggest contract of his career.
Yeah, let me look at his career earnings real quick just to make sure I'm not losing my mind here. I don't know if he's at the 100 million sort of mark with career earnings, but he's well taken care of. He's been very well taken care of throughout his career. Let's see here. Career
He has made $59 million.
That's just...
And if you round up at 60, he's basically made $60 million.
It's a bit heartbreaking. It just is. It's tough.
You know, he signed a one-year, $6 million deal with the Pistons and then had an incredible season. And he was
one of their main vets.
He was one of the main reasons the Pistons had the season that they had last year. And he was going to be a big part of their plans moving forward. And then this and that is what, man, if he just didn't do this.
They signed Duncan Robinson? instead? Is that who they signed?
I can't remember who they went and got. But like when he signed his last big contract, he signed a 4-year, $60 million contract with the Timberwolves. And he was probably going to get something similar to that again with the Pistons because of the season that he had last year. And threw it all away for what? For what?
I guess a short-term money grab. I don't know. Again, this is all alleged.
It doesn't seem like he was making money.
But a lot of the things that are coming out surrounding his situation make it make sense as to why he would go that route, right? Like betting. Just because can't pay his rent, didn't pay barbers. He's not
the barber
paying anybody.
Thing's wild.
He was getting $1,000 haircut every week. He also spends exorbitantly. Like that $21,500 for rent a month and $1,000 haircuts every week. Buddy, that's out of my budget. I can tell you that. Now, former Tiger alert, and I want to have a conversation as to why he has not gotten a shot in the NFL. Argonauts wide receiver and former Memphis wide receiver, DeMonte Coxey, he is leading the CFL, the Canadian Football League, in receiving yards. He took over the lead a few days ago. In eight games, he has 774 receiving yards, 96.8 yards per game. He's been in there for 4 years. We remember what he was when he was at the University of Memphis. He was absolutely phenomenal, 1,000-yard receiver. I don't understand why he hasn't even gotten a look or a camp invite or anything like that from the National Football League. I know that at Pro Day, he was relatively slow, but he's a big-bodied wide receiver, a jump ball guy. He ran like a 4.8. But that doesn't tell the full story. And when you look at the production he's had in the CFL, especially this season, it feels like he should get an opportunity at some point. Strange to me. I feel like he's one of the forgotten about wide receivers that was phenomenal here at Memphis.
Yeah, I agree. Didn't something happen toward the end of his career?
Yeah, I think he and Ryan didn't quite get along, and he ended up opting out of a season sort of around COVID.
Didn't play. Gotcha. That's what happened. But if I remember correctly, he had back-to-back 1,000 receiving yard years for the Memphis Tigers. He was great. Like he was a steady hand for Memphis, and I'm glad to see that he's having success. It's so funny. When you look up his stats, his average yards per catch is nuts. Like 20 yards per catch is that's pretty
damn
big. He's
a jump ball demon. He's like 6'4", 220. And I remember him when he first got on campus. He was – I think it was supposed to be an LSU commit, and that fell through, ended up at the University of Memphis. And he was good from day one. I think he was a 4-star recruit. He was great from day one. Now, obviously, we had a loaded wide receiver room. There's Phil Mayhew and Anthony and, you know, all those guys. But he obviously found his way. We knew the succession plan once Anthony was off campus was going to be Coxey. And he's showing it right now. I want to know why he's not getting an opportunity in the NFL. Just because it's like he was great in college, great in the CFL. He's been great at every stop in his career. Is there something deeper there that we're missing on that I have not been told about, that I'm not privy to? Because he is a really good wide receiver, NFL body, NFL frame, NFL hands. I'm not saying he'd be a number one wide receiver anywhere. But he certainly is worthy of like a training camp invite, a training camp contract, something like that, an extra body to see if he could make a roster.
Yeah, so I just looked it up. In 2018, he played 14 games, 2019, 14 games, and then 2020, he only played 2 games, and then I think he opted out for the rest of the year. So that's probably what happened. I don't know. He got a workout with the Green Bay Packers, but he didn't get signed there, and it seems like that was the last time an NFL team even took a chance on him.
Yeah, it's tough. There's a couple of guys playing really well in the CFL, though. Guy I used to play next to, Trayvon Tate, is a left tackle. Wynton McManus is one. He's a linebacker. Has won multiple Grey Cups.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
CFL and, of course, Coxie. CFL, there's a lot of former Memphis Tigers showing out in that league. But usually, I don't know what it is about the CFL. You don't usually get a bunch of NFL opportunities off the CFL. I know it's a different style of game, but it's the second best league in the world. And you would think that if you balled out in the CFL, you'd get more looks in the NFL. And I know the seasons kind of, they don't coincide with each other. They're a little bit strange. But like the UFL is trying to be the feeder league, but the talent in the UFL and the level of ball is not even close to what the CFL has to offer. CFL is substantially better and has been for some time.
Yeah, I feel like that I hear more UFL guys getting shots or looks than CFL.
Is it closer to home? Is it because the schedule and the season it jives with being, you get done with the UFL season, go straight into training camp? I don't know. But it feels like more CFL guys should get looks. It's kind of rare. It's kind of rare to see that happen. Now let's go ahead and grab a break on that note. Hour number three is next, and we have some Memphis and some Group of Six to talk about with Taylor McHarg. He is a analyst for CBS Sports Network. We'll do that right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.